Our workshop has been developed to provide small firms with an introduction and really support the process around customs clearance. And I suppose re-educate those who may not have the memory of what it was like 20, 30 years ago. So it's basically an introduction to what's involved in cross-border trade and in particular customs clearance.
The reality presumably is whatever the final nature of a deal may be, there will be inevitable interaction with customs, there will be inevitable paperwork and procedures to be gone through, and that's something people have to be ready for.
Yeah, and I think, again, from our survey at the end of last year, the two areas that companies indicated to us that they would like information on, one was tariffs, if and when they happen, but also the ins and out of customs clearance. And I'm not an expert in this at all, Donald, but from a previous speaker who I attended a workshop maybe last year, Netterkenny was saying, he was ex-customs, saying the forms haven't really changed in 30 years, the process haven't changed, but so don't be afraid of it. But give it a bit of time and educate yourself or some of your staff in relation to it. And it shouldn't be that big of an extra burden. But that was somebody who was very familiar with it. And like anything, if you're familiar with it, you don't see it as a challenge. But so this really is an introduction to the ins and outs of customs clearance.
Is there a risk that some of the political discussion and the discussion about Brexit, particularly the potential nuclear no-deal scenario, is being done in the sort of language that might cause fears and cause concerns among businesses that aren't necessarily 100% justified?
There's a certain degree of politics in that question, Donald, but I think the discussion has been from all sides around Brexit has been quite a bit of scaremongering all around to either try and push the agenda one way or the other. I always have felt, and this is all we've ever said here internally to local companies, if you are trading cross-border, and if you're trading cross-border into the UK, any sort of additional administrative burden or burden on transport of goods is going to add to the costs and make it more difficult for you to make profit. It's going to reduce your bottom line or make it more difficult for you actually to win customers. So ultimately, any kind of an additional barrier is going to make doing business that bit more difficult. And that's ultimately, I think, from the point of view of all businesses, that's what they need to be looking at, whether that's accessing and getting the raw material in, selling product out or their service, getting people, whatever. So that to me is why, I suppose, in the context of what the Irish government has been doing and ourselves and local enterprise office, enterprise Ireland have been trying to do is to raise awareness of you need to be looking at this. No matter what the outcome, unless it is no change, there's going to be some challenges.
So presumably then, from your point of view, the sooner the politics and the uncertainty is taken out of this and the sooner we know what the long-term protocols are, the better for everyone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what... And this has been the challenge, I think, for us in talking with local companies. You know, they keep saying, yeah, we know Brexit is going to... We know Brexit is there. We know that it's creating a lot of uncertainty. But when they decide what type of Brexit... Come and tell us then about what the challenges. Tell us then about what the tariffs are going to be, what it's going to mean to us, what the difficulties might be. Tell us what customs clearance is going to be about. Tell us about the movement of people, if there's going to be any restrictions there, whatever. You know, that's. But it's the uncertainty. And I suppose, like all things, the longer it goes on, the less, I suppose, the less notice that people take of things, and even Brexit, I think, you know, and... You know, I mean, I've listened to various things last night, and somebody just jokingly said to me here, walking down the hall, "Well, it's all clear now, and it's all sorted out." You know, it just seems to get more complicated and more confused. So, what companies are saying, make the decision, tell us the outcomes, and tell us the challenges, and tell us what you, as a support agency, can do or can't do for us.